question. We're talking about the Ramayana yesterday.
Yes.
As present, Guru Maharaj is a present to the Ramayana conception before being introduced to Krishna consciousness. And that,
yeah.
Ramayana is in the Vaikuntha era. It's a concept.
Yes.
In Vaikuntha, is there also a gradation, like a hierarchy?
Yes.
And how does it work? Like, Ramayana would be where, like, she doesn't. Like, how would a person move between conceptions? How this passage goes? Like?
Yes. No, it's a very good question. See, from the beginning, in the Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, he says, Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yajjnanam advayam. Actually, it's only one. This substance is one. But that's not the end of the story. Everyone's saying, oh, close the book, let's go home now, it's all one. No, you think, and hold on a minute, you know. And that one substance, now we're going to talk about what is that one substance. Brahma Paramatneti Bhagavan. Brahma means this, Paramatma means that, as we told. All accommodating Brahma, larger than the largest, all permeating Paramatma, smaller than the smallest, permeating everything, and now Bhagavan. And Bhagavan, here, the central conception of attraction means, if we have to spell it out real simply, Krishna becomes, or Bhagavan, is attractive when accompanied by his potency. That's when he looks best. When his real beauty comes out, is with her by his side and interaction. And their interaction, their leela, their pastimes. So Bhagavan being used here, then now the Bhagavan conception is going to be given in gradation. We're told Vishnu Bhakti of Vaikuntha, right? With infinite variations on that theme. So we hear Sanatana Goswami and Sanatana Shiksha, Mahaprabhu is telling Sanatana Goswami all these different Vishnu forms, and you'll understand their names by the placement. But we can understand even in this world how, because we start thinking, well, gee, they all, you know, how do you tell them apart? They all look identical. In this world, people superficially appear to be the same, but actually there's no people who are totally identical looking. And we can see shades of beauty, variation, attractiveness in them. So what does can we allow that, you know, for him? That he can also have innumerable forms. There are variations on a particular theme of beauty with subtle shades and variation, with a little emphasis here and something being suppressed there or understated here and augmented there. Why not? But when he does that, it's an infinite array. So through those, basically, four quadruple expansion, then in the 64 Vishnu forms, they're giving you an idea how this expands and extends. And that's the Vaikuntha world. And Srila Guru Maharaj would say, and there we find 2.5 rasas. And this is what I want to say as a foundation for this, first, that on the God theme, it's like money. Currency. There's a world of currency. Right? There are dollars, euros, rupees, yen. They all are money. And locally, when you say money, it means, I need some rupees. It's understood. They're synonymous. But to think that's the extent of it, that it doesn't go beyond, or there's no other system of value anywhere else, is provincial and foolish. So there's a standard by which this plurality of currencies can be judged. And we'll find out, here's the location of dollar, this is the assessed value of a euro, a rupee, a yen, etc. So when it comes to the God concept, people provincially think whatever is available locally and they've been raised on, that's it. But actually, there's also a standard by which God concepts can be measured, assessed as superior, inferior, and that standard is rasa. And rasa means, it's very difficult to translate it out of Sanskrit, but we can say here, for the sake of this argument, loving intimacy, the intimacy of relationship, of loving relationship. So, in a general, broader sense, really, truly, 99% of religious conceptions deal with Brahma. They may use words like mother, father, sister, brother. It's Brahma. It's Brahmabad at best, if not thoroughly coded with Mayavad. All their concepts vanish in Brahma in time. If you press their theologians deeper and deeper and deeper, it just starts sounding more and more like Brahma in time, when they get backed into a corner and all the mother, father, sister, son stuff starts dissolving in Brahma. But anyway, back to Vaikuntha. Now here, the variations of the theme there, 2.5 rasas. It means Shanta rasa, Dasya rasa, and Srila Guru Maharaj is told, in terms of some really, I don't use the word old, but servitors who've been there a long time, you know, in a world that's not under the influence of time, admittedly, but so we have some idea. They're a long time servitor, some semblance of friendship starts entering that relationship on some level. But then that's the spectrum of rasa within Vaikuntha. Jarje rasa hoy se sarutam. When you're dealing with rasa, that actual substance, what can be better than this? So when we read in the Bhagavatam the descriptions of Vaikuntha, they're utterly charming, seductive, filled with beauty. The descriptions of the terrain there, the lotuses, the palaces, the Vishnu forms. When Gopakumar is on the outskirts of Vaikuntha and he sees who appears to be Vishnu entering, he's giving his dandavats and offering prayers, and those devotees with their forearms, you know, no, not me. I'm not him. It's because they look like the Lord also. But he has that Srivatsa, is like, that's very hard to describe. In one place it's told, it like threads made out of jewels in front of a mirror of jewels. So he understood, I'll be on the lookout for that, to identify who is the Lord. And in the Sringaloka, they've got forms like him, and there's so much variegated position is there. Anyway, that Vaikuntha, when the heart's inner necessity to express itself in a particular way exceeds the lower hemisphere of Vaikuntha, it starts ascending toward Ayodhya.
Naturally, or it needs help from above always?
It's
once you're there, you still need someone from
above. It's always, it is Tvambhakti Yoga Paribhavita Hrit Saroja Aseshu Tekshita Pato Nanunata Pungsam. The devotee, it's a relationship. It's a growing, developing relationship that's reciprocal. So the devotee is feeling in a particular way, sacrificing in a particular way, expressing that Krishna is reciprocating. But Krishna as Vishnu, Krishna as Rama, Krishna, and what? To yayatamam prapadyante, this is the beauty of it. It's mystical. Because this is the general rule of thumb of spiritual transaction, yayatamam prapadyante tamstateva bhajamyaham. They're surrendering themselves to me in a particular way, and I am reciprocating with that. And here we're talking about something pure, because Krishna makes some qualifications too. There's people who come to me for the wrong reason. I trick them. There are other people who are good-hearted, but ask me for something that I don't give it to them. Yasyaham anugrinami harishe tadanamshanai. I make them, I force, put them in a situation where they can only take shelter of me. There are varied possibilities. But generally, he's reciprocating according to their heart's flow. But it's something that's growing and developing and dynamic. But it must be substantial. These have to be substantial feelings. Even in this world, people are suspicious of becoming involved prematurely, too quickly. So sometimes people want to dive into these concepts. In the words of Srila Guru Maharaj, he said, plodding in the mud of misunderstanding, thinking they are swimming in the divine waves of Radha Kund. And he went, ha ha ha. And that's to put it mildly. The finite is not going to embrace the infinite overnight. There's established ways and means for all that. But these experts in the spiritual science, especially Sambandhagyanacharya Sanatana Goswami, he's showing really in detail, step by step, gradation. And one of the things that tells us is this is not going to be overnight, or these steps may also not be eliminated. In the description of the growth of the Bhakti Lata Bij, it's also saying Parabhyomapai, how to achieve, before achieving the spiritual sky. Brahmanda Bede something Parabhyomapai. Brahma Loka Bede Parabhyomapai. That you'll have it, the creeper grows, penetrates all the layers. What are those layers? It's misconception. This is the world of anartha, misconceived self-interest. Ado arpita pasyad kriyeta. That's why if what we're doing is not really, truly an offering to the other, to Krishna, through the agency of his devotee, then it's just method acting. You know, we're just, it's air bhajan. We're making a show of devotion. So there has to be self-dissipation. Self-giving means self-dissipation, ego dissolution. What is it within us that cringes at the word slavery? So I think it was so perfect for Guru Maharaj to choose that word repeatedly. You could almost say, "Oh, Maharaj, don't say that. You know, say servant. Sounds better." But he's always telling. And if you even etymologically, if you look, the word das and dasi means slave, male slave, female slave. And that so irks humanists that they accuse the Gaudiya Math. It's just Gaudiya Math. It's all about slavery, which is the degradation of, this is what we've tried to, with our enlightenment thinking, rescue people from by offering them democracy where they have their voice. The voice of the asses, masses. The ass is mass. The mass is ass. The sum total of their brain will express direction. That's what we've offered them through enlightenment thinking. So then this is Gaudiya Math. They're preaching slavery. And Saraswati Thakur's answer was, he said, no, Gaudiya Math stands for the dignity of the human race. Krishna Das, Radha Dasi. This is how perverted we've become to conceive of intimate service to divinity as being something degrading. That is absurd. It's sick. We conceive of service as unworthy. When Mahatma Gandhi sent out word that he needed an assistant, all the biggest men of India volunteered for the job. Scientists, great thinkers, intellectuals, millionaires, everyone wanted to be Gandhi's assistant, servant, slave, anything to get his association. They thought, he is a man of such qualification. I just want to be around him, do anything for him. Hand him a glass of water, wash his clothes, turn on the fan, shut the window, open the door. They think, oh, well, Mahatma Gandhi is such a great... Everyone can understand that. Oh, and God? What about God? So, in different places, the devotees who've accepted the most menial, objectionable service. That's why these examples are there. Ishwarapuri, Narottam Das Thakur. To show something really extreme, to push our buttons and underscore this point. They're doing what, materially speaking, is the most objectionable. Why? Because their conception of what they're in connection with, their estimation of that is so high that this is not objectionable, but desirable. Most desirable, not most objectionable. The expression there, a radical transformation. If ever one was called for and demanded of the Krishna conception, sarvadharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja, means a radical transformation, to break all connections with everything, including what we've conceived up to this point. From the very beginning, we like to hear Srila Prabhupada quote a sloka of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. These devotees of Mahaprabhu are very intense in their expressions, which reveals the exclusiveness of their devotion and dedication. So, Prabodhananda Saraswati in the Chaitanya Chandramritam says, Dante nidaya trinakam pareor nipatya kritva chakaku satam itad satam brinimi he sarva sakala eva vihaya dura chaitanya chandra charane kurutanu ragan. What is his approach? He's saying to respectable, educated, literate, modern people, he's saying, you know so much, actually. I mean, who can estimate the depths of what you know and understand and what your position is? I'm nothing by comparison. But I know that since you are such an exalted person, that I could ask one humble, small favor, a request, and you, being such an exalted, magnanimous soul, would surely grant me that. So I'm submitting this. I'm putting a straw between my teeth and falling at your feet with this one simple, humble request. And what is that? Forget everything that you know. take all of it and throw it away. It's all yesterday. Leave it. Chaitanya Chandra Charane Kurutanu Ragan. And kindly turn your attention to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And there you'll find inconceivable wealth. So that is my request, humbly.